Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Some people aren't happy with that caller that said that we have to have an evaluation period for Justin Verlander. Send him to the wall. Send that last caller to the wall. No, I don't need an evaluation period for Justin Verlander. He's just fine. I can't wait for Game of Thrones to be over. Rich, that's terrible. What's wrong with you? Anyway, listen. He had a rough outing. He faced Aaron Judge. Good Lord, man. Aaron Judge is like the giant in Game of Thrones. I'm sorry. I can't stop though, can I? I can't.
It's called the Jolly Green Giant, or
no, the giant,
or the giant from Jack and the Beanstalk.
Okay, giant from Jack and the Beanstalk. He's like the giant in Jack and the Beanstalk. No, nobody knows that story. Anyway, Justin Verlander's fine. Why you got to start stuff that ain't there? Don't start none, won't be none. I'm not. Are you concerned at all with JV after? I mean, he had one rough outing.
Well, he hasn't been on fire this year.
He was great in the opener against Blake Snell.
I mean, I'm a little,
gave up the opening home run and then nothing.
Let me put it this way. I'm just curious to see how it goes this year because it's really a non-starter. If he doesn't pitch well, the Astros they're not competing for a World Series. I mean, he's got to pitch well. They don't have enough at 3, 4, 5. They don't. We can't just, hope Wade Miley and Colin McHugh. That doesn't sound right. I hope Wade Miley. If you start with I hope Wade Miley, if that's how you got to start your.
He's looked okay. He's looked good.
Yeah, but you
why
have.
You gotta get on,
Justin Verlander has to be good, not pretty good. He's got to be really good.
Yeah. Well, and he
Garrett
will.
Garrett Cole
he'll
has
round in
not started off. Garrett Cole's looked very average so far. So one of those guys has got to, really, frankly, both of them have to be plus starters.
Yeah.
They got to be close to 21 guys. Where are the other ones coming from?
From Colin McHugh. Did you see Colin McHugh? Okay, I don't know if you're aware of Colin McHugh. Oh, yeah, really? A 19-game winner in the big leagues? How many games have you won in the big leagues, Lance? Didn't Tim Per say you that, tell you that?
No, he said, how many minor league games have you watched?
Yeah.
Or been to? And I said, several hundred?
Zero.
Just to be a smartass.
Zero.
And when he said that, now it's on for life, Tim. The moment that all we talked about was, all I asked him a question about was, I said, you know, you guys have a reputation or a strategy of being slow to bring guys up.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did. Jason Lane was damn near 30 when they brought him up. I mean, that was what the Astros were known for. They didn't bring players up until they were in mid-20s.
Still kind of known for it.
Yeah. No.
Springer.
Well,
ask George.
Yeah, but that George is what,
23? Yeah, but ask 22? Forrest. Ask Forrest.
That's service time. The Astros were bringing back guys up when they were 25.
Yeah. Well, Bregman came up.
Yeah.
They brought Tucker up.
Bregman wasn't even there he was less than a year.
Yeah, but he was a college player too.
Yeah. But it didn't matter what you were. The Astros were known for, they were slow pokes getting guys up to the majors. And I brought that up. I asked a question, and Tipper Purr got all offended because clearly he had heard us talk about this on the radio before.
Yeah.
So he just,
well,
how many minor league games have you been to, Lance?
How many have you been to?
So I said, several hundred, Tim?
No.
And he said that, and so. So the next thing you know, I had him eating cookie dough out of a giant thing and Drayton talking about he had guacamole on his face. You're welcome, Tim. You were the worst GM in Houston history.
Whoa. No, he wasn't.
Congratulations.
No, he wasn't.
Who is? Who was?
Worst GM in...
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
No, it's not a good... You know why you're saying that? Because you realize I'm right. Name someone worse. He wasn't... He was worse than Rick.
Ed Wade?
He was where, I mean, no. Ed Wade drafted Springer. Or no, Ed Wade drafted Altuve. He drafted a Hall of Famer.
Charlie Casserly.
He.
It's hard to argue this one.
We started that huge tradition of failing second and third rounders with Charlie. I mean, he started a Houston tradition.
Who was before Darryl?
Was that CD?
Oh yeah, no, he was good. He got a chance. He won a championship. He won a championship. CD now they
was,
got old.
CD was okay.
They got old. No, but
the legend of CD is a little overblown. He was giving out 7-year contracts to the worst basketball character guys in the world. Guys Cato. Who didn't care about basketball were getting free money.
Kelvin Cato.
Yeah.
Good Lord. $48 million.
Some of the
after
drafts,
a preseason game, they gave him $48 million.
I mean, I love CD the speaking person, of which, but the contracts were atrocious.
Speaking of which, I was listening to Buster Olney this morning. Do you know how long the Orioles will be paying Chris Davis, who's 0-50 now?
Oh, it's 4 years, right?
No. They'll be paying him till 1937. I mean, 2037.
What?
Yeah, they're deferred payments. He's the Matt Maloney of the Baltimore Orioles.
Those are like ABA contracts.
Who is the left-handed Mets hitter that's still being paid by the Mets?
It's not Bonilla's not still being paid.
Yeah, Bonilla's still being paid.
There's no. I thought that ended.
No, Bobby Bonilla is still being paid.
Do you know it was a few years back, but somebody who was with the Rockets said that they remember seeing a check to Matt Maloney.
Yeah,
they were like, "Oh my God, Matt Maloney is still on the books." Yeah. It was a little while back. I don't think there's any way Bobby Bonilla is still on.
Bobby Bonilla still being paid. Yep, deferred contract.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think Bonilla.
Oh, wait a minute. It started in 2011? Bonilla and his agent offered the Mets a deal. Bonilla would be deferred payment for a decade, and the Mets would pay him an annual paycheck of $1.19 million starting in 2011 and ending in 2035.
Thank you. And
Bobby Bonilla is the smartest person ever. Bobby Bonilla basically just said, you know what? I'm going to make sure I'm making $1 million a year for the rest of my life.
How about that?
Because you can't spend what you don't have, right?
Right. But lot of people would think, well, the money's not going to be worth as much. But what a smart move.
Let me tell you, if more NBA and MLB and I guess and NFL players would do something where one of the contract years would be deferred over 25-year period after they finish playing, they would really set themselves up, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
If there's some type of annuity they could set aside or something where it just released payments every single year to them, that would really help people who, when you're younger and you don't spend properly, you think the money's going to last forever, and then you find out, oh, wow.
They should.
How about
all
football players? They only get checks during the season.
Yes.
And the average career, you know, when people mention the average career is 3.7, and I'm always like, that seems incorrect. Now that I've been researching all this stuff on a regular basis, it's 100% true. I could show you guys, who was the guy from Missouri who was the big name wide receiver, kind of a swirly, tall?
Dorial Green-Beckham.
Yeah. Remember when he was the big?
Yeah.
He was in the league for 2 years.
Yeah.
And
well,
it's
but he had a lot of issues, dude.
I know, but I could show you other guys that you thought were going to be good players, and they're just gone.
No.
They're gone after 3 years.
Dorial Green-Beckham is most likely to have a prison sentence. Okay? He was a bad dude.
Well, yeah, he had a lot of baggage.
Chris Davis contract structure. Dude, it's 0-50. $17 million annually through 2016 through 2022. Annual payments of $3.5 million 2023 till 2032. $1.4 million from 2033 to 2037.
And it's very, and the team's going to love it because they don't have to spend that money now.
The team's going to love it?
Yeah, the team's going to love it right when they give it out. Because they're like, we don't have to spend $40 million. Yeah, it's cash that's not out of their pocket.
Yeah.
They're not going to love it when they have to actually every year scratch that check.
When it's 2031 and they're paying him $3.5 million a year.
I mean, they're not going to love it then, obviously.
Oh, my God.
They're going to love it at the beginning.
A dude that can't, or that they're going to have, the thought is that when he gets his hit, they're just going to cut him. Because now he had only said,
There's no way that's going to happen.
You could make the argument that Chris Davis last year had the worst year of any player ever.
That's why I couldn't believe that they. I couldn't believe Chris Davis was still that terrible.
No, no, he is even. But he's even worse this year. He's even worse this year. No.
Did you see all the Super Friends were at Dwayne Wade's?
Yeah.
Carmelo's there.
The banana boat.
Carmelo is not playing basketball ever again.
No.
It looks like he's gained about 25 pounds, and he's just like, nah, I'm done.
Yeah, no.
Carmelo, if you didn't play this year, you're never playing.
He's always had fat face. He's always gonna. You knew he was gonna be.
Well, but this is. Now when we come back, I want to ask. So one of my kids asked me a question. Well, Snacks always asks me these. This one might have been Mason, actually, but I'll bring up a question to ask because sometimes I can't answer these. I'm not sure. It's about Kevin Durant. I'll bring up the Kevin Durant question and then the James question back to back for you when we come back.
Well, who has the people's trust, James or Kevin Durant?
That's a tough question. I don't want to answer it at this particular time. I will say this, though. If people's trust, you can choose happy. If you go to the website choosehappyhouston.com, you can see what I mean. Choosehappyhouston.com takes you to people's trust page, and happiness is a choice. It's your choice to be happy. And what will make you happy? Well, home loans can make you happy. Different incentives can make you happy. Being able to save money is going to make you very, very happy. When you open up a checking account, you're going to get $50 with my friends over at People's Trust. Now, it's a federal credit union, and it used to be it was very difficult to get into a credit union. You had to work in a certain industry, but now it's way easier. And if you go to the website, you'll find out that you probably qualify. And what that means is that you're qualifying for that $50 for opening an account. You're qualifying for better rates when you borrow money from the institution. Did you know right now they're doing home loans with 100% financing if that's what you want to do? And that's great because these new homeowners, right? So if you don't put 20% down on a home, 20% down on the price of a home, you have to pay the PMI insurance. That's the mortgage insurance. Well, that 20% can be a lot for someone who doesn't have equity stored up in another previous home. And so what this allows you to do is get the entire thing financed 100% of it without having to have that down payment. That is huge for first-time home buyers. Make sure that you choose happiness with my friends over at People's Trust. People's Trust is waiting for you. Get to the website and find out more. They've got tons of ATM, fee-free ATM locations all over the city of Houston. For more information, choose happiness, choosehappyhouston.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Do you think Timmy went to Sam's and picked up a big
Timmy
bat?
Timmy was always going to Sam's, and I thought he was buying it for Aramark, and it turns out it's just I've got a gigantic office full of mayonnaise. And he would buy these mayonnaise vats four at a time. They came in gigantic industrial-sized containers. And I just got a whole thing of pickles and mayonnaise in here. I looked in a closet, a storage closet, and I said, well, what's in here? Do we have any bobbleheads to give away? And I go in there, and I'll be doggone if it didn't look like Timmy was expecting some type of nuclear fallout. We had mayonnaise and pickles in there. Timmy had a great big thing of Pop-Tarts. He had some kind of kasha because he said it was healthy. It's not. Hey, have you ever looked at the sugar content on a kasha?
Man, Pop-Tarts? I don't think Pop-Tarts
are nuclear
food. Do they
come in industrial? Yes, they are.
Well, they come in those the aluminum foil bags.
Pop-Tarts will last. Disgusting.
They will last.
And Timmy had also bought a crumb cake, a sour cream crumb cake. He bought 25 of these things, and all of them have the plastic ripped open, and just a hand has just reached in and grabbed it. And it's not even cut. It's just a hand is ripped off chunks of all of them, so we can't use any of them. They're all dried up. And I'm going to have to give them away half price.
Wait a minute. Timmy went in there with his hand, Uncle D?
He went in with his hand, you know.
He got his fingerprints in there?
He got, I saw, he's got, a, and he ruined the whole thing. And what I, and that's what I don't like. And then the and then he didn't even store it at refrigerated temperatures on the spicy chipotle aioli. So we're going to be, that's going to be dangerous anywho, but.
Wait a minute, what's the guacamole on his chin?
That was a different time.
Oh, that was a different one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was when Craig Biggio was on the
pole. I got that in my phone,
helicopter
yeah.
In?
Yeah. It, was, then Drayton got some of that. Yeah. It was actually in the same one. That is in
Craig
the same
Biggio
one.
Was on the hill, and we had to rescue him.
Get him, Timmy! Oh, Timmy, you got guacamole on your face. Wipe it off and go get Biggio off that hill.
Poor Biggio was on the hill.
Oh, no.
That was
Tim funny. Was the worst.
A lot, there's a,
who's he work for now? Isn't he with the Rangers?
Scoopfuls are out of the aioli.
Oh, Timmy, we don't need 70 boxes of fruit chews.
So there's probably a whole bunch of listeners that don't even know who Uncle D and Timmy are.
How could a bunch of listeners not know who Drayton McClain is? Well, Uncle D was like Uncle D. I don't even remember who started calling him Uncle D. I think it might have been Cowboy Steve, Uncle Drake.
Yeah.
He called him Uncle Drake.
Well, because I used to go in there and.
Yeah.
How's your Uncle Drake?
Yeah.
So,
I think that's how
I'd always come back with Uncle D stories about wanting money from me, how to better the team. He needed a loan.
That's true, but that happened.
That happened all the time.
Hey, Drayton, are you going to. Are we going to get any free agents? Yeah. I don't know. Do you have money?
Yeah. Hey, how about relief pitcher? You think you're going to get another arm? I don't know. You got any?
Drayton McClain crying poor was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Poor dude.
Brand new stadium. Well, I can't remember. Poor. Yeah. I gave you Matsusaki. Well, it's Kaz Matsui, but.
Right.
Close enough. A 30-something-year-old cigarette smoking.
He bought him for like.
Middle infielder.
Bought him for like $38 million. Sold him for $642 million or something.
I don't know. Drayton is just.
Yeah.
He was the worst.
Yeah,
I
don't know how he's surviving.
When the more I heard stories about how he treated business people, too, that's what. I remember talking to Frankie Mandola about some stuff. I'm like, man, what a scoundrel. I couldn't wait for Drayton to be out of here. No. Thank God he is.
That's my uncle.
Jim Crane comes in. Sorry, guys. We're just going to tear this down to the studs, rebuild with the newest amenities. We'll give you the double oven treatment. We got this new Viking range top for you. We're going to deck out the entire interior and then win a World Series. Hope you like this. Like, wow, this place is way nicer than that. Dumped at Drayton had.
Well, I will say this,
though. This roster is way better.
The legacy that Drayton left behind was Minute
Maid. AT&T Sports. Oh.
No, not that.
Was Root Sports.
No. Fox Sports Southwest. No. It was Minute Maid. He built that. Now, because I will say this. You haven't
seen. He built it by threatening to move to Virginia.
Well, that's okay. But.
That's how he
But here's the deal. But same with Bud Adams. Bud Adams goes to Tennessee.
The roof opens on that one.
Yeah.
The roof opens on Minute Maid. We know that for a fact.
Yeah.
It can open and close.
We don't know about
NRG. We're not sure.
No, but listen, you can screw that up too. The White Sox really screwed theirs up. The Tennessee Titans really screwed theirs up.
How the White Sox screw theirs up?
Oh, it's a terrible. It's antiseptic. It's like a hospital. Oh, it's not. There's no coziness at all to that place. And you the most bare-bones stadium in the world is the Titans Stadium. Which Bud Adams would not put any amount. It was done as cheaply as possible.
Bud did something cheap. You don't say.
No, and so Drayton. If the one thing that Drayton left behind that is lasting is that park.
I feel like the Titans as an organization deserve a bare bones stadium, though.
Yeah,
like isn't that just kind of? They're just they are generic peanut butter of football. It's like. I guess I'll watch this. I guess I'll eat this. It's the same response you get. Like, I mean, why did you get generic creamy? This is terrible. That's Marcus Mariota, quarterback. Marcus Mariota is the generic peanut butter of quarterbacks. The Titan Stadium is the generic peanut butter of stadiums. Their uniforms are generic peanut butter uniforms. No. If you're a Titans fan, you're just a basic bitch.
Whoa.
That's what you are.
You are kind of basic.
And it's not pumpkin spice latte. Don't say that because that has flavor. You are basically just generic crackers. You aren't even saltines. You're just something that says Highland crackers. What's the Highland brand?
Oh. And they're like rock hard. Even when you prefer fresh, they're rock hard.
Huh. I'm sorry you're so basic, Tennessee.
Without sesame on them.
Isn't the team that this city roots for named the Texans and they're red, white, and blue?
Yeah, there's a lot of tradition in this state. There's a lot of tradition in this state. You ever sang a song called Texas Our Texas when you were a kid?
No,
Dell.
I wasn't.
Because you didn't learn it because you were faking you were from the West Coast.
I grew up in California, so no, I did not read it or sing it. Excuse me.
Would you like for me to sing it for you?
No, I'm good.
A team with a quarterback named Deshaun? Really?
Yeah, that's Vanilla? A generic team.
Yeah, that's generic.
Who were their quarterbacks before?
And a team named AJ.
Who was their first quarterback?
Is there anybody more woke than Matt Schaub?
A David, a Matt.
There's been a Brandon here.
Yeah.
A Case.
A TJ.
Yeah. Ooh. TJ is fancy. You don't know. I don't know what T stands for.
A Tony?
I don't know what J stands for.
Oh, a Tony?
Probably Todd
for what,
Jr.
Four games? How many games
it doesn't
did Tony
matter.
Play?
Well, that's when
there was a Dave
the team
here for a little
woke
bit.
Early on.
How many Matts have there been?
Too many. Too many.
Was
in
there
every
more
position.
Than one? There's been more
there's
than
been one, but they all feel the same. Brian? A Ryan?
Shut up, Dell.
I'm just saying.
And a Deshaun.
Finally. And a Brock. I'm just saying. I get it. Tennessee's very
Brock.
They are very. They're the most.
But coming
meh
from a guy who roots for the Texans,
fancy red, white, and blue.
We got our own song.
Tennessee threw in a little.
Does anybody have a rapping song like the Texans theme song?
It's not rap.
Yeah. We've got rap variations. Slim Thug's done songs. Bun B's done songs. Paul Wall's done songs. Yeah. Okay.
And Raheel drops a sage. We had a sage here.
Yeah, you know what sage means? Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom. You ever follow his Twitter?
I've seen them retweet it. I've seen it retweet. I just feel like it's a little weird for a Texan fan to talk about the generic Titans.
No, we have a great stadium where the roof stays closed and nice and cool inside at all times.
Is there anything safer than red, white, and blue uniforms?
At least the Titans were like, you know what? We're going to add a little light blue to this.
Bull. So the Texans.
So the Texans are getting new uniforms, right?
Allegedly.
Yeah, they are because this is a year that everyone's doing. I think maybe every organization is doing new uniforms.
So
bunch of them are.
So they're going out there. You think?
What's it
going
to be?
I think it is going to look substantially different.
Boy,
what's it going to be, boy?
I don't know. He's talking to you that way.
'50s? Am I getting you some? What is
Paradise
this?
By the Dashboard Light. What's it going to be, boy?
I don't know what that means. I just knew it sounded threatening. So
it did.
One of the most
I've heard that in a lot of movies to people who look like me. It's always threatening.
It feels threatening.
That ain't no.
I know you were talking to me.
And it's usually
Paradise by the Dead.
And it's usually a movie where the police have the the bulbs on top. It's like an old 1972 movie, and they stroll over and lean on the when you roll the window down. They have the flashlight and they lean on top of the car hood with the right hand.
Where you going, boy? I was just driving home. You were just driving home, huh?
No, it's when
at this time
Meatloaf wants to get some, and she says, "Well, it's if you make that commitment, if you put that ring on it, what's it going to be, boy?" Mm. That's what she says.
Well, what are the colors going to be, Lance?
It's going to be red, white, and blue.
They're going to add a little red.
What did the Jets do? Oh, they went green. Guess what? This is going to be red, white, and blue.
No, there'll be black in it.
No chance.
No chance.
I bet you there's going to be something.
In a one-off jersey?
Yeah.
Or a permanent fixture?
One game a year.
Well, no, those I don't know. Those. I think it is going to be different. You know, one of the crazy things that came up over the, I guess it was early in the week, was that Janice McNair is the owner of the team. Everyone assumed it was Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And the Houston Chronicle says Houston Texans owner Janice McNair.
Yeah, well,
Cal's not the owner.
Yeah, she has all of his. Well, Cal's president and CEO. That's what he is. Janice owns the team, but Cal's the president.
Who makes decisions, Janice or Cal?
They're passing it to somebody else. Janice is going to pass it to somebody else.
Who
She's
would
gonna
you?
Skip
who would you
over
have?
Cal.
I don't know Janice, and I don't even know Cal. I just know Cal by the jokes that are made on Twitter about him. So, judging by the jokes, I would go with Janice, but I don't know Cal.
Cal has been a guy who's been in the background. He's been around for since the start. I mean, he was always there, day in, day out. But he rarely ever was in the forefront, and he's a guy behind the scenes, which is nice. That's what you want out of an owner.
I do say next time he's interviewed, he may need to name Bill O'Brien correctly.
Now, wait a minute. Jamie is the president of the organization. Cal is the CEO, I think.
Cal, I don't want to offer advice to you, man.
We can find that.
You've been in that position for a long time. You're taking a step up. Maybe next time they ask you about your coach, you give his correct name. That would be my only advice.
Yeah. Officially, Janice is co-founder and senior chair. Cal is chairman and CEO. Jamie's president. Right. That's how it works. So, but Janice is still the owner. 703-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. How worried are you guys about Grayson Allen in this series against Utah?
Not that much. Why? Is that a trick question?
No. I mean, do you think at any point, like, Chris Paul will be running by the bench and he'll trip him? Is that a possibility? Do you fear for Chris Paul's life around Grayson Allen?
I'll be honest with you. If those two covered each other, there'd be so much tripping and nut punching, I don't know what would happen.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Like, I don't know who would cheap shot the other one first. If I'm being honest with you, I don't know who's hitting the deck first or who's catching an elbow in the back.
I'm glad you're not. They're not. Listen, this is really good that the Warriors get the Clippers in the first round because Pat Beverly could put somebody out of this out of the postseason.
Oh yeah, you want
yes.
You want to stay away from Pat Beverly.
You
still like Pat Beverly? I still like him.
I do too.
I love for Pat.
You know what? I just don't like him around.
Yeah,
our
I don't
guys.
Want him. Yeah, I don't want him around any of my players.
No.
They were playing the Jazz last night, and there's footage of him talking to Jay Crowder about playing defense. And someone tweeted out, it took Pat Beverly no time to teach Jay Crowder how to play James Harden. I mean, you can't read the lips, but it looks like he's teaching him how to defend James. Like, don't reach in. Keep your arms back. Move your feet. Like, he's giving them this tutorial about how to play defense.
Pat Beverly.
Damn it, Pat.
I'll find the tweet. I don't know what he was talking about, but he was talking to Jay Crowder about how to play defense for whatever reason. And it was the tutorial about how to defend James, if you just look at the visual.
Who is the X factor for Utah? I know who I think.
Their fans?
No.
I mean, is it not Rudy?
No, Joe Ingles.
Yeah, well, because you know why? Because he's also a heckler. Because he can get into your headspace.
If you leave that dude any space, he's knocking down a three.
He can shoot. I'll give you that. But I think what makes him an X factor is that he gets the Rockets irritated too.
Yeah,
and he irritates
everybody. Because why is this big left handed dork?
Pretty much, he destroyed Paul George mentally because. Like John said, Paul George
shook last year.
Why is this guy having so much success? Uh-huh. Right. Why am I struggling? Saying. Why is this guy playing
he
well?
He does concern me because he also can get you out of your game a little bit just the way he just is.
Yeah.
Just, am I getting beat by a left-handed Australian?
Is Jay Crowder really Kenneth Faried and we just don't know it?
Yes. He's just a younger Kenneth Faried.
Yeah.
He's a younger manimal.
Yes, I mean, they're the same guy.
Oh, when he came to the league, I thought he was the same guy.
It's like twins going at each other. That's a stalemate, right?
How much is Kenneth Faried going to play?
I don't think as much. I kind of miss Kenneth Faried.
Well, he's been back.
Yeah, I know. I just miss the guy who is grabbing you 14 rebounds. But you think about it, though.
How old do you think Kenneth Faried is?
I'm going to say 32? 31.
He's 29.
What?
Jay Crowder's 28.
So way younger.
God, it seems like Faried has been in the league a lot longer.
No, it's just 29.
Yeah. Well, has he been in the league longer? When did Jay Crowder come into the league?
Jay Crowder was a college player for quite a bit. Jay Crowder's been in since 2012, so he's been in a while.
Year seven.
Let's find Kenneth Faried, but probably around the same time. They both played, I don't know how many years, but Jay Crowder played multiple years in college, and I think Kenneth Faried did as well.
Yeah, Crowder feels a little more spry.
Kenneth Faried came in a year before.
Okay.
Well, wow.
It seems like he's a lot. It seems like he's older to me.
Will,
I mean, more older than, you know, 2 years.
Will Korver win a game for them?
No. He'll feel too guilty about everything. After I read his article, I was like, Kyle's just got major guilt. He's just racked with guilt. Every jumper, he's like, if he's got a wide open three, like, my skin is getting me this wide open three, and I feel very guilty about this opportunity to shoot the three. I'm just going to pass.
Is anybody more woke than Kyle Korver?
Not at the
moment.
Well,
you.
Yeah, besides me.
Oh, besides you? No, Kyle's the
I'm not really white,
champ.
Though. Kind of dark meat.
You just spend a lot of time outside
golf. You just play a lot of golf.
Yeah.
Adam wants to get in here, talk about the vital backup quarterback job going on right now.
What's not up? A job. It's A.J. McCarron's.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, unless he beats Deshaun up.
There's any... they worked out Trace McSorley, and I've heard in the past comparisons to Patrick Mahomes as far as the low of passing and the, you know, side arming, different angles.
Trace McSorley and Pat Mahomes? Whoever said that immediately turned them into the police. I don't know what the charges are, but they need charges of some sort. Pat Mahomes is there's no correlation. If the Texans are bringing in Trace McSorley, maybe it is to play some safety.
Yeah.
Because his best chance of playing football is not at quarterback.
You know who has that kind of stuff going on is Milton McKenzie. He does a lot of – I've watched the central – he does a lot of sidearm and different stuff.
That's too bad about him. Off. And you know what? I'm not even – I didn't even write a prospect – I probably need to write a draft
profile
on him.
He's only like 5'2".
Because he was a senior this year.
McKenzie no, he's Milton. Back, isn't he?
No, I don't think so. I think he was a senior, and he shredded his leg. Yeah. Like, there's no chance he gets drafted. But I might do
but
a draft.
He's only 6 feet
So here's
feet
the deal
best.
On Trace McSorley, right? We know he had that great sophomore season where in the Rose Bowl against Sam Darnold, they were battling back and forth when Sam was a freshman. And then McSorley was pretty good last year. And then this year, he was really disappointing. The completion percentage went way down. His tape sucked. He was inaccurate. He just wasn't good. He's small. He's right at about 6 foot and under 200 pounds. He's just a really small guy. He ran in a 4.5. He's very athletic. Teams asked him to – they wanted to see him work out at a position other than quarterback. He refused. He goes, nope, I'm only doing quarterback. You want me to do another position? Forget it. You're wasting your time. Well, unless he just says, I either want to play quarterback or I want to go get started with my life outside of football.
Yeah.
I mean – now, he played a different position in high school. He played quarterback and I want to say maybe DB in high school. So he did do that. Trace McSorley is one of those gamer types. He can run some zone read, RPO stuff. But he is,
he's not a pro quarterback.
I don't think Bill O'Brien recruited him, did he? Maybe that's why did Bill O'Brien maybe recruit him?
No, that was he was a James Franklin guy.
Okay.
He committed to Vanderbilt. Then when James Franklin took the job at Penn State, he followed him there. Okay. McKenzie Milton was a junior last year.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, that's so what I thought. He's coming back.
Good.
Yeah, so he sits out the year and then comes back
he's tiny
in
too.
2020, or he recovers enough to play in 2019.
Yeah, he's a tiny guy.
Yeah.
If he plays again, who knows?
It was like horrific injury for him.
Yeah, no.
When you tear multiple things in your knee, that's just not a good sign.
But the guy behind him was pretty good.
What's his name? I forgot. Number eight. I forgot his name.
McKenzie Milton was in a top three most dangerous quarter with Kyler Murray,
and
Dwayne Haskins, and probably McKenzie Milton.
He's got great arm talent. I mean, he can throw.
To change slots. Change slot, and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. 846 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
Men's T Clinic is where I'm going to go today. Need to go get the blood work done so I can find out where I am on all of my levels. See, that's just one of the things they do at Men's T Clinic. They keep up with you on a quarterly basis to make sure that your levels are where they're supposed to be in a variety of different areas. They can explain it better than I can. I just know that sometimes they will alter your dosages to lower or higher just so you're at the right amount that where you should be, so your body is going to benefit the most. And those benefits include mental cognition, which means you're going to process and be quicker and think faster and be sharper. It includes better metabolism, where your body is going to metabolize faster, which will also improve your lean muscle mass. It improves increased libido, if that's an issue for you. And if it's not an issue, get ready, because it's going to be even better. And if you have issues with energy level, which is probably the most common area of concern, you're going to find that when your testosterone level is right, your energy level is going to spike and you're going to have way more energy to do what you want to do on weekends and workouts, getting through your workday. You're going to feel energized and really, I think it's a mood enhancer, frankly, where you're just going to have that cloud, that funk lifted from off of you, and you are going to find that everything is just better when you're testosterone levels where it's supposed to be. Get back to living your best life and being the real you with Men's T Clinic. MensTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, pretty cool. Corey Davis put out a video of he and Deshaun working out together. Corey Davis and Deshaun working out together. That's neat.
Yeah. Division rivals. Great.
No, not the Titan. What? The Cougar basketball player.
Oh. Thought we were talking about the wide receiver from the Titans.
No.
Why would I think that?
I don't want him working out with Deshaun.
Well, that's why you said pretty cool.
No.
I didn't know we were talking about the basketball player. What are they doing working out together? Working out how?
Like weights. Not throwing, actually on the field.
I thought Deshaun was trying to get ready to work out, like throwing around, trying to be the best quarterback he could be and break your prediction of 50 touchdowns.
You know what? That's why he's not going to be good this year. Because, he's not throwing the football. He's just working out in the weight room. Like Tony Romo playing golf.
Too many people are going to be, no, he's too muscle bound. It's the same as when Keuchel got those tattoos and the ink made his arm heavier. Well, I don't know that I feel that's exactly right.
Oh, God. You know what never gets old? When Jose Altuve hit the home run and everybody ignored him in the dugout.
No, that is the
that
best.
That never gets
it
old.
It doesn't get old.
No. 713-78. Oh, God. Why? Look at this story. Houston Press. Oh, I don't know if Sean wrote it. Oh, Sean probably wrote it. It's the Houston Press. How DeMarcus Lawrence, $105 million extension with the Cowboys affects Jadeveon Clowney. That's a whole week on Sports Radio 610.
It doesn't. The Texans aren't paying that kind of dumb money that the Cowboys just had to pay. And I'm not saying the Cowboys didn't. I mean, didn't they tag him twice too?
DeMarcus?
Was he tagged? I think he was tagged twice. And they came to an agreement during the second tag.
Well, guess what? He played into a big contract.
Yeah.
He played into it.
But it's not going to affect, okay. Well, he's going to have to play this year with the first tag and then potentially next year with the second tag. If they do that, they can decide if they want to give him a long-term deal.
Does Jadeveon need to get to 14-15 before you say, let's give him a big long-term deal? 14-15 sacks?
Well, I think double digits.
Yeah, would be nice.
12 and a half. don't think there's anything wrong with that. You're going to commit to him.
Boy, I just like to get one a game.
For a minimum.
That's mean.
That's a lot.
I know.
That's a lot, 16. But
well, I mean, it's not undoable. I mean, people get into 20, so you can do it.
Not a lot of people get into
20. No, but the best do.
Yeah, he's not.
And well, so and no one's ever paid called like him the best.
No, but no one's ever called him the best.
No. But he wants to be paid that way.
Those are historically great players who get to 20. J.J. Watt, Michael Strahan. LT never got in the 20s, did he? Everyone talks about Lawrence Taylor as the all-time greatest pass rusher. And I don't think.
What's Von Miller's big year? 20, right?
Did he get there?
I'm pretty sure.
Let me see.
Yeah. Lawrence Taylor,
sacks. Lawrence Taylor did get to 20 and a half one time. His best sack year was 20 and a half, followed by 15 and a half, a 15, and then a 13. J.J. Watt just crapped all over that. Went, I'll get multiple 20s. No problem.
Yeah. There's plenty of guys.
Of course, he is also coked out of his mind, so he's probably even
Justin
than
Houston,
that.
Gastineau, Dolman, Reggie White.
Justin Houston has a 20?
Yeah. Aaron Donald has a 20. Got, JJ, a of, Lawrence Hall Taylor, DeMarcus Ware.
Other than Gastineau.
Derek Thomas.
Those are all Hall of Famers other than Gastineau. And we'll see about Justin Houston, but Gastineau, and you mentioned another one.
Jared Allen. Justin Houston, Reggie White, Aaron Donald, Lawrence Taylor, DeMarcus Ware, Derek Thomas,
primarily all Hall of Famers there. But there's another one. You mentioned Gastineau, and there was another, maybe it was Justin Houston. Those are the two that, and Jared Allen, has he been out long enough to be a Hall of Fame nominee? He's not a Hall of Famer, is he?
No. He hasn't been out that long. No, not 5 years. No way. As a matter of fact, he was just what? Last year, not last, he didn't play last year, but the year before.
Von Miller's never had a 20 sack season.
No.
Nope, his highest was 18 and a half. I mean, that's good. That's really good.
Really good.
It's just, that's what I'm saying. 16 is a lot. Lawrence Taylor got to more than 16 once in his career. LT, Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah. 16 has not led the league since 2005. So, I mean, you got to get more than that.
I just want him to get to double digits.
That's all.
Before the Texans have to pay Jadeveon Clowney.
2007, Jared Allen led with 15 and a half.
I mean, he wants $20 million plus a year, right? Don't you want your defensive end to have at least 10 sacks once ever in his career?
Yeah. No, if you're going to pay him that money. Yeah, absolutely. All right, 8:57, Raheel joins the fray on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Saturday morning, you can hear John Clay Wolf on GiveMeTheVin.com radio show. That's right here on ESPN 97.5. You can sell him your car. Sell him your car. GiveMeTheVin.com. So easy, you can do it in your underwear. That's so awesome to be able to sell your car in your underwear and not get arrested. And that happens all the time because you do it right online. Or you give them a call. Or you go to GiveMeTheVin.com and here's what will happen. You put in your VIN number. You tell them what kind of condition it's in. Bing, bing, bing. In about 45 seconds to a minute, you're going to have a response on how much, you know, the neighborhood of your car. Then they have to work out, you know, is it really in mint condition? Is it really in good or average? All those things. And John Clay Wolf says, I am going to give you the most for your car. And if I can't beat CarMax or Texas Direct, I'm going to give you $100. That's how certain he is that he pays more than anybody else. So if you're looking for a great way to sell your car, get the most money for it, go to GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
What is that?
Oh, yeah, it's a World Cup holder.
Like the soccer tournament World Cup?
Holder. For the world. Fits every car, holds every cup.
It has a Carvana logo?
Yeah, Carvana made it. They buy and sell cars, so they made a car cup holder.
So,
Got any good cups lately?
Used to, just couldn't figure out where in the world to put them.
The World Cup Holder, brought to you by Carvana, proud sponsors of the World Cup Holder.
Sign up today to win yours at cup-holder2026.com. Not authorized or endorsed by FIFA, not a real product, for parity and fair use purposes only.